News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The solution to the housing crisis may lie on the other side of the world. That's according to Sean O'Neill McPartland, Director of Housing Policy at the think tank Progress Ireland. And Sean joins us this morning. Sean, you're talking about what they've done in New Zealand, and you have summarised it as build out, build up and build in. Will you just explain to us what that means?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Ciara, and thanks for having me on. So what the current New Zealand government are doing is they're building on huge successes they've had since about 2016. So they blitz through it very quickly because it's a very detailed plan, and they call it the Going for Housing Growth strategy. Is building out is allowing for more zoned capacity on the outskirts of towns. So instead of saying we're going to build just within towns and cities, they're saying in addition to that, we're going to build on the outskirts too. And they're going to do that by incentivizing councils, so rewarding councils for providing more capacity. So they have a demand estimate like we do, and councils are forced to use the upper end of the demand estimate as a floor. That's building out.
That's very interesting. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so that's a floor. The building up is, of course, allowing more density. They did this in Auckland in 2016. After that reform was brought in, rents in real terms went down by 2%, where rents were soaring across the rest of New Zealand. So they're going to build up, and they're going to do that by clear planning rules that are very explicit about what you can and cannot build. And they're also going to build in, which means doing more infill development where existing properties are there. And that means granny flats and allowing people to build their own properties up one or two stories.
Okay.
So they're going to do all this in tandem together.
You're kind of preaching to the choir with me here. I think this sounds like a no-brainer, and I'm always amazed at our sort of can't-do attitude about things like this. What are the obstacles here to us following suit?
I don't think this current government, or the new government rather, in Ireland clearly has like the will and a lot of new energy to solve, and not to use that new energy phrase, but they clearly have the will to solve this. I think there's a lot of detail in the New Zealand plan, and a lot of this can be done in addition to the current program for government, for instance. So what you hear from the New Zealand folks, I spoke to their government recently, they call their approach the and approach. So instead of saying we'll do this instead of that, they're layering different solutions on top for each other. So just to take the examples, encouraging councils to zone for the upper end of demand assessments is one thing we can do in addition to all the other things. And making our development plans clearer by reissuing departmental guidance is something we can do to encourage faster development in development plans. And of course, granny flats, allowing people, or shomri as we call them, allowing people to build on existing plots. So you're building within the towns, you're building in the outskirts of towns, and of course, you're allowing people to go up in height too.
Look, it's a really interesting set of ideas. And as I say, I think this is a good idea given the current climate and difficulties with housing. Thank you for highlighting it with us. That is Sean O'Neill McPartland, their Director of Housing Policy at the think tank Progress Ireland. Let us know what you think about that this morning. We have lots of difficulties. We've talked about this idea of shomri and granny flats before, and there was massive pushback on it. People hate the idea of living in smaller spaces. Everybody still wants the three-bed semi-d with the front and back garden, it seems. But is this part of the solution? Let us know this morning on News Talk Breakfast what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.